May we celebrate in the Franciscan Order the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. Particularly feast here in the Franciscan Order because it was propagated and preached very much by St. Bernardine of Siena. And also very fitting because there is, as we have seen, both in the opening prayer and we see it also more or less articulated in the first reading, there is no name more powerful than that of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is why also we bow our heads when we pronounce that holy name. And in fact, St. Paul tells us both that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. That would mean we should genuflect, really. That's how great this name is. Every time we pronounce that name. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father. So it's to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we see this point brought out in the gospel passage we just heard. We're going to see a few peculiar things here. First of all, the angel gives to Joseph that name, Jesus. The very same name he told Mary when at the Annunciation that she should give this to the name that he should be given, Jesus. Now, in ancient Hebraic usage, and you find it's the same thing, for example, for the early American Indians and other tribal nations, the name signified something of the essence of that child or that he would do or she would do during life. So here the name, and actually we're going to see here in this gospel passage, we are given two names. But let's look at the first one first, which is the one we're celebrating today, that of Jesus. The angel tells Joseph that's the name he is to be given. And he's also told Mary that. And he gives the significance of that name. The one who saves. He is the promised Redeemer. Then we go on. Because then the evangelist tells us this is done and to fulfill what was stated through the prophet. And he quotes the prophet Isaiah. The virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call him, here's the other name, Emmanuel. Now you know when you see that term, the two letters E-L at the end of the word, El, that refers to God. So Emmanuel, already you know something that refers directly to God. God who is with us, God who remains with us. So this child is also God. And he is God that comes among us. One of us becomes man. He is with us. So Yeshua, Jesus, who is the one who saves us, is also God. And you see how powerful that name is because it's a name given to God himself, the God-man. No wonder then to the glory of God the Father that we should all proclaim that name. We should be willing to invoke that name for every need that we have, for every guidance. And precisely because it is that powerful, if we invoke in good faith, and that's why with all due respect, we bow when we pronounce that name. And that is why we proclaim, the name of the Lord shall be blessed forever. That most powerful name. The most holy name. The name given to the God-man, Jesus. Praise be Jesus and Mary.